Our guest today, Blitz and Trapper, formed in the year 2000 in Salem, Oregon, and now operate as a sextet with Eric Early on guitar and vocals, Eric Mentier on keyboards and guitar, Brian Adrian Koch on drums and vocals, Michael Van Pelt on bass, and Marty Marquise on guitar. We'll talk in a moment, but let's start things off with the title track of their new album, American Goldwing.
We ran these waters dark and dusty, so ride my people, ride. With your muskets aimed at the falling rain, cause the city ain't a place to hide. Oh, my sister, she's in the boat behind, cause the crime's my lover's mind is made, is made. And I think it's time to get on board.
Blitz and Trapper in the World Cafe studios today, and that is a perfect way to begin our session with the title track of American Goldwing, the new album, the sixth overall. And thank you all, first of all, for being here. Thanks a lot.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, okay, this bike, this American Goldwing, first of all, people don't know it. It's a real road bike, right? It's made to be
put
on the highway.
It's a Honda, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Japanese. Evidently, though, it was made in America, which I did not know.
But what does it mean to you? Because there was one in your life.
My dad rode bikes, and my uncles rode bikes. My brother-in-law had a Goldwing for a while, and he had other bikes. But when I was a kid, I did almost get crushed by his Goldwing because I was dumb and playing on it.
Oh, you weren't riding it.
Oh no, not at all.
I was going to talk to your parents about that.
It was parked in the backyard.
Oh, and you got on it and it fell over on you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, was it scary or was it?
As scary as it is. I mean, I was 6 years old, so.
Yeah. So some of the things you've written about this, that kind of became a metaphor in a way, that sort of being trapped under there.
I guess so, but I think that was more in hindsight when I was writing the bio that I was like, wait a minute.
It didn't come to you at six quite that way. You grew up in Salem, Oregon.
Yeah.
We always associate you with Portland, but there's a difference between those towns. What's Salem like?
Yeah, I mean, once you leave Portland, it's all pretty small, and especially when we were growing up in the 80s, Salem was pretty small. Mm. And we lived I lived kind of north of town in a place called Hayesville, and back then it was a lot of farmland, and I lived in a neighborhood right on the edge of that, and yeah, it was a pretty small town, you know, and in high school it was, I mean, I guess looking back, it was very, you know, just American small town. We'd go to the football game on Friday, and then we'd go off-road in the mountains and the weekend, I mean, you know, but we did play a lot of music, too. You
know? Yeah, I was going to say, was it unusual to be in a band?
It kind of was, actually.
Yeah.
And at our high school that me and Mike went to, we played music, and when we had a band, we were the only band in the whole school.
That would not happen nowadays.
No, not at all.
Everybody would be doing that, or else they'd be in the Glee Club.
Yeah.
I love the sound of this record, and I love, you'll go from one song, which is kind of on the folky side of things, then to one that really kind of cranks, and I love the way you guys do that. Which direction are we going to go next? What do you want to do next?
We're going to do Love the Way You Walk Away.
Good song.
On a Saturday, the sun it don't mean to hurt, I guess, but the bright light's harsh when you're trying to rest. I know you've been working some overtime in your granddad's kitchen, try to make a dime. The old joke stands, cause it's true, I guess, that when you find what you're looking for, you want it less. Cause baby, I'm on the main, in my own sport coat, in my head.
Love the Way You Walk Away, one you may well know from American Goldwing, the new album from our guest today on the Cafe Blitz and Trapper are in the studio. I mentioned, Eric, you're talking about this being kind of a personal album. A lot of things were going on in your life when you were writing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was like a rough couple of years, I think, for me and for us in general and in a lot of different ways. But for me personally, and a lot of these songs are a direct result of that, yeah.
Now, a lot of people caught up with the band when Fur came out, and it seems to me that you guys have just been going ever since that came out. Was that the case? Had you been on the road a lot?
Yeah. I mean, really, it started with Wild Mountain Nation. That's the record that came out, and we just started touring, and we didn't really stop. Fur came out, and it just intensified. And then after that tour cycle, we kind of stopped for a little while, I made this, the last record, Destroyer of the Void, while we were kind of touring on breaks and things, and it took a couple of years. But then when I finished that record, we had some time off, and that's when I made this record. And then we toured for Destroyer, but this record was already really done.
So did you have a life back home in Oregon by the time you guys got off the road?
I didn't.
Yeah. Is that part of what was going on?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, I think the road's really hard on relationships, and it was definitely part a lot of it.
Well, that's not totally unusual doing what you guys do, but good songs came out of it. Got to give it up for that.
So. I hope so.
Redemption.
Redemption and by song. Blitz and Trapper are our guests. What do you guys want to do next?
We're going to do Girl in a Coat.
I've traveled the world and the seven bright seas for the keys to these riddles you've laid before me. Been used and abused by these lesser deities, for to ease my disease I'm on bended knee to my low, only lovely girl in a coat. I prayed your heart, I danced for some wise men, shepherds, and Indians came. Been chased and mistreated and put down to shame. All the same, if I bring rain, that's the name of the game. To my lonely, lovely girl in a coat. 'Cause winter is where she abides all the while. Sides are covered with snow. The summertime sister sends letters to me. She speaks with a voice that I know. A voice that I know. Truck on the edge of this town, with a dusty old world spinning round and round. Been caught, I've been shot, I've been buried alive, but that's nothing compared to the look in her eye. To my lonely love, the girl in a coat.
That is a really nice version of Curl in a Coat. Blitz and Trapper are playing live for us today. Eric, you're in another band back home, play sometime, a country band called Denver?
Oh, yeah. Me and Mike are.
Uh-huh.
I play banjo and sing and play some phased out cowboy guitar.
What did you grow up listening to?
You know, I grew up listening to a lot of folk and bluegrass because of my father. And then a lot of just old rock music that he liked, you know, Creedence and whatnot. But I remember seeing like Doc Watson as a kid with my father, you know, stuff like that.
You'll remember that. I mean, that must have been.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Watch him play. Blitz and Trapper are here, and we have time for one more, and it is going to be.
We're
going
to do Might Find It Cheap.
Cool. Finishing up with the first song I fell in love with from American Goldwing. Good tune. Might Find It Cheap.
Cool.
I'm really glad you guys could come by. Thanks a lot.
Our pleasure.
Great. Yeah.